58 degrees. Good morning. Great to have you aboard here, the WIB Wake Up Show for this Thursday, June 25th. First thoughts. June is Migraine Awareness Month. Migraine Headache Awareness Month. And Dr. Imad Estemalik, a migraine specialist at the Cleveland Clinic, says that extreme weather and its cold or heat changes in the barometric pressure, like when temps drop quickly in intense storms, can all trigger migraines.
Always have your good rescue or abortive medication on you, because the earlier in a migraine phase where you take your rescue medication, the more likely you're going to prevent the migraine from occurring.
Strong smelling perfume and drinking too much caffeine can also cause migraines. Estemalik recommends folks drink plenty of water during the summer to help prevent migraines. Also, today in history, it is June 25th, day number 176 on the year. On this day in 1876, Civil War hero George Custer made his last stand at Little Bighorn River in Montana. The general led his 225 troops into what he thought would be a quick battle. Instead, over 3,000 Sioux and Cheyenne Indians annihilated them in less than 2 hours. Yeah, it was quick. Ending it all for Custer. On this day in 1973, White House counsel John Dean admitted that the U.S. President Richard Nixon took part in the Watergate cover-up.
I began by telling the president that there was a cancer growing on the presidency, and if the cancer was not removed, the president himself would be killed by it.
Much earlier on this day in 1950, in Asia, war broke out in the Korean Peninsula as forces from the communist North invaded the non-communist South. President Truman explained why the U.S. joined the fight on the U.S. side of South Korea.
Korea is a small country, thousands of miles away. But if what is happening there is important to every American.
And finally, today in history, 2009, 17 years ago, former Charlie's Angels TV star Farrah Fawcett died after a 3-year battle with cancer. She was 62. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for June 25th. A father's job is to get down on both knees and whisper, "Where do you want to go?" John 15:16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." Bob Goff says, "When each of my kids turned 10, I took them anywhere in the world they wanted to go, just the two of us. Sounds extravagant, but I have free airplane tickets like farmers have corn. Lindsay loved tea, so he went to London for a tea party. Richard wanted to summit Half Dome at Yosemite. Adam picked riding motorcycles across the desert. The only plan was that we wouldn't make a plan. The kids dreamed up exactly what they wanted to do, and we set out for an adventure together." I can sense what song might be coming. That's how the best adventures unfold for all of us. We decide to follow a passion and bring people we love along with us for the ride. A father's job is to get down on both knees, lean over his children's lives, and whisper, "Where do you want to go?" Their answers had me flying over sand dunes on motorcycles, huddled together in tents during snowstorms, and lifting pinky fingers as we sip tea on the Thames. I used to think adventures with God meant living in foreign countries alone. I feared I'd have to enter the priesthood or go door to door or do something I didn't want to do at all. But I've learned that God lets us decide what we want, kind of a create-your-own-adventure, even if it's not the kind of thing that he might have picked. He's not trying to manipulate us. He wants to be with us. He hopes we'll trust him enough to tell him what our desires are. Closing paragraph, Goff says, "God isn't as concerned about where we go as much as about who we become along the way. He wants us to become his. God doesn't force us into things we don't want to do. He's more interested in joining us as we run after our dreams. He leans over our lives and whispers, 'Where do you want to go?'" Today's question, yes, where do you want to go? We missed this one on the 24th, so let's get it. Birthday Bob Lindner dropped it at 6:21, so I don't know. I didn't see it when we shared yesterday. So yesterday, Mary Bray. Bob says, "Mary is a loving mother of 4 children and 12 grandchildren. She has a very generous heart and loves the Lord and encourages those many blessings around her feet in this season of her life." So happy belated birthday, Mary Bray, from yesterday, from Birthday Bob. WWIB, we're going to get going with our question of the morning, and we'll answer it first. But first of all, Caleb, More strawberries yesterday here at WIB.
Yeah, so we have Govan strawberries in the house yesterday and actually a couple days before because there is a new Govan strawberry stand just up the road here in Halley at ABC Supply. So again, we're in Halley near exit 94, Walmart, Farm and Fleet, etc. So ABC Supply parking lot, there is a Govan strawberry stand. So if you're in the north part of Eau Claire or in Chippewa Falls and you're saying, hey, I don't think I have time to get to Menominee today, you can get strawberries there. So again, they have locations in Menominee. They have locations at Bullwinkle's in Eau Claire. Of course, you can go to Govan's farm, pre-picked or pick your own. But Farmer John was telling us yesterday that these are some of the biggest varieties of strawberries that they have there picking now, as in like these are the biggest, juiciest, ripest strawberries. And the season goes very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. So he said, he told us this yesterday on the drive with Dawson. He said today and tomorrow are probably, you know, when they are picking these huge, gorgeous strawberries. He sent me a picture later. Literally, Havel, the strawberry filled the palm of his hand. It was, I mean, it was almost like the size of an apple. It was that big.
Wow.
So they're again, huge, gorgeous, gorgeous strawberries. The crop has been incredible. So anyway, he said, hey, is there any way you can throw out a challenge? Could it be a 100-pail day here in Halley? I know we have a faithful WWIB listener, manning or womaning, I guess it would be the stand up there. She'll be there right around 10 a.m. until sold out. And again, make it a big day for Govan's. And just want to say thank you all so much. It means a ton to John and Julie from Govan's, the way you all, our WWIB family, support them. It's amazing. It really, really touches them deeply. So thank you so much for supporting them.
That's terrific.
Hey, you know, we could ask you just what is the name of your dog, but we want to go a step further this morning, Caleb.
Yeah, so 715-396-1670. We love your participation on the voicemail line, 396-1670. What's the name of your dog and why did you name them that? What's in a name? Why did you name your dog what you named them? So tell us the name of your dog and why you named them that at 715-396-1670, because there's always a little thought that goes into that, right?
So let's lead the way. What's the story behind Arlo?
So I do not remember why we named Arlo Arlo. What I do remember is after we named him Arlo, there was a Pixar movie that came out called The Good Dinosaur, where the little dinosaur was named Arlo, and it was like, well, I didn't name him after the Pixar character. And I always was a little defensive about that. It's like, no, we came up with the name Arlo beforehand. I have no idea how we came up with that name, but we liked the name. Then I found out afterward that there's actually a brand of security cameras named Arlo, and I thought, well, that tracks. That kind of fits because he is kind of our big black security camera. He's a black lab, an Anatolian Shepherd mix, and he will bark at anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, barking takes its toll. Real quick, the two dogs we have... Athena was named after Evelyn, and that would be Greek mythology, and so that's the whole story. But she's very in charge, I'll tell you that. And then also Wesley is from The Princess Bride, my wife's and my favorite movie. So there we go. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Chris Frank putting things in perspective 2 hours into the WIB Wake Up Show for this Thursday. We're asking you, what's the story behind the name you gave your dog? And Caleb, we got an answer already.
Yes, and also a brief correction. Apparently, we did name my dog Arlo after the dinosaur from The Good Dinosaur. Thank you to my wife for correcting me. So apparently my memory is failing at 39, and I thought, oh, no, we came up with that ourselves. No, it was from The Dinosaur.
You knew it had something to do with the movie before or after. Also, Sam checking in at 396-1670 from Pigeon Falls says, years ago, our family dog was named Itsy Bitsy because she was the runt of her litter, but she was part Pyrenees, so she grew up to be quite large, and we still call her Itsy.
There you go. Great dogs. And,
funny story.
Yeah. I have seen some of those before, too, where they're walking around. It's like, that is a large animal.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll find there'll be a guy named Tiny, and he's not tiny.
Well, right? The other day, I saw, you know, a Newfoundland, like a Newfie. Like, those are almost like bear size.
Yeah.
A huge, very gentle, wonderful dogs. Huge. I saw somebody driving a car, like a small sedan, and all of a sudden, this Newfie, like, pokes its head out. Of the back window. Yeah, I'm like, right. It looked like, again, a small bear, like, leaning out of the car to get a little wind on its face. Like, that is a large, large dog to be in a small car, but love it.
All right, so we got a text from a listener, Sam, and now another Sam.
Yeah, when I was young, we had a dog like to get up on her back feet, and so my brother called her Dancer. She was a really excellent golden retriever. We had her when we were kids. So my brother named her Dancer. It's a great name for her. All right, thanks. Bye.
It's a reindeer name too, isn't it?
Yeah, it one of the reindeer. There you go. Thank you, Sam.
Appreciate it, Sam. And here's another one from our friend in Owen.
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Keith from Owen. So Kyle's got a dog named Wrigley, and Kyle has always been a huge Cubs fan. And he got this big golden retriever about a year after the Cubs won the series, and he named him Wrigley. And another short story along with being a Cubs fan, there was an older gentleman from our church that was a big Cubs fan. Turned out that his son-in-law was Pat Hughes, who was the voice of the Chicago Cubs radio. And when the Cubs won the series, he had given Bernard a bat that was signed by all of the Cubs, and Bernard gave that bat to Kyle. He's got that hanging in his office today. Talk to you later. Bye.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, all right, even for a Cubs fan. Hey, we appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Brewers and Cubs starting tomorrow at American Family Field, so go Brewers.
Hi, my name is Jenna Siverling. I have two dogs. I have Copper and Daisy. Daisy's white, and she was from the newspaper, the Buck Saver, and she's just a ball of energy, full of energy, always wants to know what's going on. And then Copper, he was from Craigslist, and he was not wanted because he wasn't energetic enough, and so they put him on Craigslist, and we just absolutely love him. He had a few injuries from the previous owner, and so but I call him my little lion because he's very mellow and very easygoing, and she's just very high energy, so they really complement each other.
Yeah, terrific. People love their dogs, don't they?
Thank you, Jenna.
Yes, thanks so much, Jenna. Here's another answer.
Good morning. My little dog is Mr. Oreo. He's a rescue. And when I got him, he had a different name that I didn't like and he didn't respond to. We were out in my backyard, and my granddaughter was with me at the time, and she looked at him and she goes, "Grandma, you know what? He kind of looks like an Oreo cookie." And as soon as she said that, he turned around and looked at her and wagged his tail, and I thought, bingo. That is his name. I call him Mr. because he's the first male dog I've ever had. So he's Mr. Oreo, and he's just a precious little bundle that I absolutely love. Have a great day. God bless.
Mr. Oreo.
Mr. Oreo.
Don't you love dog names? I've never heard of a dog named
Mr.
Oreo.
These are great stories. Keep them coming. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Leave us a voicemail. What's your dog's name? Why'd you name him that?
Here's one more.
Hi, Shelley in Statek. I have a dog named Fred, and Fred's a girl. She's the love of my life. She follows me everywhere. She is named Fred because my car's name is Wilma, and so we got Fred and Wilma like the Flintstones. Thanks. Have a great day.
Great stuff.
There you go.
The stories behind our dogs' names here on WWIB, where we are family.
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Jean D'Angelo, and I'm just calling because I think it's great that you guys are talking about dogs. Dogs are definitely one of my favorite animals, and I did introduce Buckley to our listeners a couple of weeks ago when I was on the air, and I just wanted to share with you, Buckley is a Great Dane Bull Mastiff. I did send you a picture, so you can take a look at him, and I named him Buck because I knew he was going to be very expensive to feed. So have a great day. Bye.
I saw him. He's a big boy. He's a big boy. Thank you, Gene. Appreciate
that. That's great.
Here's another.
Good morning, WWIB crew and listeners. This is Sherry calling from Osseo. So my husband picked up a wiener dog when my kids were smaller. And Brittany, my daughter, who was probably 7 or 8 at the time, said that we should call him Lionheart because he was such a brave puppy to leave his brothers and sisters and come and live with us. So we named him Lionheart the Brave, the little wiener dog that came to live with the Schaefer family. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
So we've got a big dog named Itzy and a little one named Lionheart the
Brave. I love that.
That's great. All right, one more here right now.
Good morning. I heard you were looking for reasons why people name their dogs what they do. And I had a golden retriever named Reagan. And when I was a child, Ronald Reagan was shot, and I saw his wife, Nancy, on the news being interviewed, and she said the reason she loved her husband so much was because the first thing he said to her when he woke up was, "Nancy, we must forgive the man that shot me." And I heard that, and I just thought, wow, who does that? And so I thought, one day I'm going to name one of my dogs Reagan. Well, as an adult, then God placed just the perfect golden retriever in my life. And I said, this is the one. I'm going to call him Reagan. So that is why he got his name. So, okay, thank you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Wow, there are a million stories behind how people came to the name they
These
did for the
so
dog.
These are so cool. Yeah. Thank you guys for just sharing part of your lives with us this morning. 715-396-1670. What did you name your dog? Why did you name them that?
We say on the We Wake Up Show, we're always interactive.
Hi, this is Steve from Rip Lake. I have a French bulldog that I named Ziva. I named her that after the agent on NCIS, one of my favorite shows. God bless. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, the influence of movies and TV shows.
Sure, there you go.
On the names we come up with. Here's another.
We had a livestock guardian dog, and we needed a mate for her, so we got another dog, but he was very standoffish and didn't like people. And so we had our first dog, and then we had him. We called him Todd, T-O-D, which stood for the other dog, because he didn't really want to be friendly and have a name.
That's funny.
And finally, this one from our longtime listening friend.
Good morning, this is Cliff, and our little Ruxton Moe, we named him after we had gotten him from the Little Red Barn Rescue in Rice Lake, and we got him home and discovered that he had been born on our 10th anniversary. Well, Shelley and I had gotten married in Manitou Springs, so we thought, let's find some names from out there that we could use, and we loved Moe's Diner, but we thought, Moe sounds too much like no. So we were looking around to street names, and we came across Ruxton Avenue, which is the road that goes up to the Cog Railway to Pikes Peak. And we said, Ruxton, that's a great name for Ruxton. So we call him Ruxton Moe, and he's just the perfect little replacement for our 14-year-old we lost 3 months earlier. So Ruxton is just a loving little dog with a lot of energy, but that's our story. Thank you.
And Cliff texts us and says that you can't really replace a dog of 14 years, but for the loving nature we have with Rux, it's been pretty incredible.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that.